We head to the locker room now. Coach Bobby Johnson joining us. Georgia Tech, a winner 56-31. And I guess, Coach, one of the things that jumps out tonight is, boy, turnovers can be a killer, and they sure were tonight, weren't they?
Oh, they definitely were. Yeah, it's just demoralizing. You get out there and you battle, and, you know, they're very, very good on offense. And, you know, you try to give your defense every advantage and make them go to long fields. And we did a pretty good job a couple of times, three times or four times or whatever, how many times we stopped them, but they had to punt three times. And, you know, that just gives you an opportunity. But when you turn the ball over and it's on the, you know, the 31 or the 20, wherever they got it, I don't know. It just puts so much pressure on your defense. It's just hard to overcome. And then it takes away your offensive momentum also. So they just, you know, strategically horrible, but just for the morale purposes, is even worse.
We talked before the game some, and of course there's so much focus on this Tech offense, and rightfully so. But I think you felt like that your offense was going to be able to move the football tonight as well.
Yeah, we did. You know, I wouldn't put them as the greatest defensive team in the world. You know, they had the luxury of playing with an offense that keeps the ball a long, long time. And, you know, we felt like we could move the ball against them. But, you know, number one, you got to get it away from them. And then number two, you got to hold on when you get it.
Why this? You know, 28 points in the first half. Now, granted, you had a kickoff return for a touchdown in there too. But what was it about the offense tonight that was clicking, that you were able to be so successful with?
Well, we were able to run the ball and pass the ball. And the run game sets it up, and we weren't having to pass on third and long all the time. And we were making some good runs. And, you know, third and one is easier to convert than third and 10. So, you know, that keeps drives alive. And we made some plays, got the ball in the end zone, and made some big plays. You know, the long run by Zach, we caught him on a blitz, and Brandon Barden picked up the blitzer and got a good block, and Zach was down the middle. So it was a good design play, but also good execution.
Were you surprised, Zach? I mean, Zach looked totally 100% tonight after all he's been dealing with that ankle injury. Were you surprised that he was as strong as he was tonight?
No. Well, you know, Zach gets treatment every day, and you know it makes him feel better. And then, you know, sometimes he'll run and run and run, and it won't bother him. And then he'll step the wrong way or put too much pressure on it or something, and it'll hurt him. And then it's back to getting it up to speed again. So, but he's been good here the last week or so, and you know we felt like he had a good week of practice, and he felt strong, and you know, we get him in the game, and he proved us right. He's a good player and got some good yards.
We'll take a break, have more with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this. Welcome back to Vanderbilt Stadium. Georgia Tech, a winner 56-31 over the Commodores. We continue with Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. And I really felt sorry for Larry Smith tonight. He got off to a great start, great opening drive, wonderful run down the sideline and pulled the hamstring. But talk about McKenzie coming in and how you thought he did.
Well, I thought McKenzie did a good job, and, you know, first time playing, you don't expect the guy to get in there and act like he's, you know, has all the rust off of him. But, you know, McKenzie's a competitor, and, you know, he does a great job of knowing exactly what to do and exactly what we want done. And I knew he would get in there and compete.
Penalties were a killer again, weren't they?
It was amazing. You know, they ran the ball 69 times and didn't have a single holding penalty, and we had three or four of them.
You got into one pretty animated conversation with Jeff Flanagan at one point there. Were you talking in particular about, I think John even said you thought maybe you wanted a late hit or something on McKenzie on a play before.
I was, you know, asking him what he thought of the weather and how good it was or whatever, but no, I can't talk about what I was talking about.
I understand that, but what adjustments did Tech make? Some pretty good adjustments in the second half to slow the offense down, or really was the biggest problem the turnovers in the short field?
No, the turnovers were huge. You know, we just, you know, it not only, you know, puts your defense in a bad situation, but it just takes away all your your momentum on offense and your confidence. And you know, we were running the ball well and able to throw it, you know, when we needed to. And you know, after that, after those turnovers, we just seemed to say, hey, you know, just the air went out of the bubble.
Well, now you go to the locker room, and this is the first time you go to the locker room now and say, okay, there's no chance for a winning season this year. You know, the guys kind of know that in the back of their minds at this point. But, you know, what do you say in the locker room after a game like tonight?
Well, you know, I told them I was proud of how hard they played. We just didn't play as well as we could. And, you know, but we got three very important games. And, you know, for us to look each other in the eye and say, hey, I'm going to play this. I'm going to prepare and play these games for you and for each other. And if we do that, that's all I can ask them to do. And I think they will. You know, I think they played hard tonight. They prepared hard. You know, that's just a tough offense to get ready for in a week. And, you know, but our guys were fighting.
Well, you got guys like Chris Marv, who's all over the field, a career high in tackles. Patrick Benoit, who I think you basically had to drag off the field tonight, even though you could tell he was really hurting.
Yeah, he was hurting a little bit. And, you know, they're competitors, and they got a lot of pride. You know, I don't know the last time we've given up this many points, but it hurts them, and they don't like it. And I think we'll continue to work at it and prepare them and see who we can get out there on the field who's healthy and ready to go, and we'll go down to Florida and battle them.
Yeah, Star said, there's the bonus. I get to get on the plane and go down to Gainesville and play the Gators. This conference doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, but that's why we enjoy being in it. And it gives us a chance to compete against the best, and it gives us a chance to attract guys to come in here and do it with us. So I think, you know, guys who come to Vanderbilt enjoy the challenge and like to have the opportunity to play against those people.
Okay, Bobby, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Vanderbilt falls 56-31 to Georgia Tech. And